This latest community health needs assessment was a year in the making, involving input from healthcare and social service leaders and hundreds of local residents. Health educator and consultant Kimberly Pace took part in the process on behalf of the State Department of Health in Escambia.
We wanted to focus on what was making people sick, what was causing early death, and how are those issues in the community.
Using data from various sources, including Florida Health Charts, the annual County Health Rankings Report, and local survey responses, Pace says the top health priorities were narrowed from a list of 10 most serious health concerns, which in both counties included heart disease and heart attack, lung cancer, and stroke.
They decided that they wanted to focus on diabetes, infant health, mental health, as the top three from both counties.
Not surprisingly, the region's health priorities disproportionately affect those who are Black and poor. Priscilla Turner, Escambia's Director for Community Health Education and Nutrition, explains.
You know, health disparities were one of the things we looked at, is our disease and illness affecting this group of people, the living in poverty more than another group. And we find that true across the board, that income and education and where you live impacts your health.
When it comes to diabetes, 2016 statistics show 16.4% of adults in Escambia and 13.7% in Santa Rosa were told they have the disease. That compared to nearly 12% in Florida. Additionally, from 2015 to 2017, diabetes claimed the lives of just over 400 people from the two-county area. Turner says the good news is that both counties have a bit of a head start when it comes to addressing diabetes, since they've been at it for a while.
We're working now to map all the food markets, farmers markets, and CSAs, which are consumer-supported agriculture sites, and grocery stores with the transportation routes. And we're going to actually let the mayor know about that, city and county governments, so they're aware of where these food deserts are in our area. We are running some diabetes prevention programs through the health departments.
Turning to the focus on mental health as a health priority, Turner says this is new territory for the county health departments.
We definitely won't be leading that. We'll be turning that over to other members of the community that are more important, but we're going to try to find ways to support them, maybe develop some non-traditional partnerships so we can augment the work that they do.
This means utilizing the expertise of agencies such as Lakeview Center to help guide the community's approach to dealing with mental disorders, which in 2017 led to a combined 6,600 hospitalizations. To back up their choice of infant health as a priority, statistics show 1,700 low-weight births and 119 infant deaths across the two counties over a three-year period between 2015 and 2017. Dr. John Lanza is director of the Florida Department of Health in Escambia and a practicing pediatrician. He says one key factor is interconception health, or the health of a woman between pregnancies.
It goes to adequacy of nutrition, either not enough nutrition, underweight or overweight. Both of those can affect the course of the pregnancy. Smoking, drug abuse. So if the woman goes into the pregnancy in an unhealthy state, well, it stands to reason that the baby may suffer.
Now, beyond the joint focus on improving the health of babies, Escambia County also will concentrate on the next phase of early childhood health.
From 0 to 1 is infant time, but the 1 through 5 is very significant in how that child is going to behave and how healthy they're going to be in school. Do they have the ability to learn? Can they learn because of all the things that are going on with them? And then that leads to what kind of an adult they will be.
Further, Escambia has identified sexually transmitted diseases as a health priority. Specific to Santa Rosa County, prostate cancer made their list of most serious health concerns. But Matt Dobson, public health services manager at the Florida Department of Health in Santa Rosa, says their research led them to focus on substance abuse.
We saw that there was significant amounts of incidences based upon the data we collected from emergency rooms, law enforcement agencies, Florida charts, and other things that we would get our data from. It talked about alcohol abuse and drug abuse for Santa Rosa County.
Dobson says the community health needs assessment is phase one of a three-year process. Next, is a collaborative effort among health leaders and residents in the two counties to produce a Community Health Improvement Plan, or CHIP, beginning in a few weeks.
We're going to get together and look at how we need to go forward with developing the health improvement plan. And so we'll take these priorities and divide them up and set goals and strategies and objectives and what we want to accomplish in the next 3 years.
As part of the process, a series of public forums soon will be announced. To view the entire community health needs assessment for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, find a link on our website, wuwf.org. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.